Welcome to Monterey Bay This Week from KAZU News. It's Saturday, April 25th. I'm Katie Brown. National Library Week wraps up today, and public libraries around the region have celebrated it. The theme this year was Find Your Joy. KAZU's Ngozi Cole has that story.
The importance of libraries goes beyond books, says Hilary Thayer, the director of Monterey County Free Libraries.
We are the safe place to ask. For many, many people, you can come in and ask anything, and we're going to do our best to help you, even if that is referring you to the best agency that can help you.
Thayer encourages people to use the library's free resources, including adult literacy programs and online veterans assistance.
We serve everyone, all ages, all stages in life.
The Santa Cruz Public Libraries hosted multiple film screenings and discussions of the documentary The Librarians this week. The film explores how librarians are pushing back against censorship and was screened in Capitola and Scotts Valley. This week also marked 2 decades of Marina's annual Earth Day celebration. Roughly 400 people and 30 sustainability-minded organizations rang in the 20th anniversary of Marina Earth Day on Saturday. Marina Mayor Bruce Delgado was bouncing between the crowd and microphone calling out raffle winners.
All right, 270.
Delgado has celebrated every Marina Earth Day since they began in 2006.
Everything we use comes from the environment, and if we don't take care of it, we lose our support system. So, you know, if you love humans, we got to take care of the environment, because there wouldn't be any humans if it wasn't for a healthy environment.
He said 150 volunteers helped make the zero waste event happen.
We wash our plates, our napkins, our silverware, our cups, our mugs, our bowls, and so we bring them back every year. So everything's reusable.
Volunteers led community service activities like native plant propagation and invasive species removal for the first 2 hours, which was followed by live music and hands-on activities.
If you get your hands dirty, you get on your hands and knees and you help the planet, and then you celebrate the planet, that combination of sort of serve first and then get a free lunch, dance, music, festival, that 1-2 combination makes this a really special event.
Earth Day falls on April 22nd each year to raise awareness about environmental issues. In line with getting in touch with Mother Earth, the UC Santa Cruz Farm is having a spring plant sale today. There will be flowers, vegetables, herbs, and strawberries, all grown by staff, students, and volunteers, available for purchase at the campus hay barn from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. In other environmental news, a new bill that would help ships avoid whales was introduced by several Central Coast members of Congress. The Save Willie Act comes as local researchers still try to determine the cause of a death for a whale that was washed up in Santa Cruz County. Here's Erin Malsbury with that story.
A gray whale is still rolling in the surf off the Santa Cruz County coastline after washing up in Wilder Ranch State Park earlier this month. Director of the Marine Mammal Stranding Network at UC Santa Cruz, Robin Duncan, says that's preventing researchers from learning the cause of death.
We've been going out and checking it every day, sometimes twice a day, to see if it comes in far enough that we could actually conduct a necropsy on it.
They do know he was a male and does not appear to have been killed by orcas.
Beyond that, we can't really say what the cause of death was.
The Marine Mammal Center responds to strandings in the San Francisco Bay Area and has reported 9 gray whales in the past few months. One was confirmed to be from a ship strike. The causes of death for the others remain unknown. Partly in response, several California members of Congress, including Jimmy Panetta and Zoe Lofgren, introduced the Save Willie Act. It would establish a Coast Guard whale monitoring program to help vessels avoid strikes. Kathy George is director of cetacean conservation biology at the Marine Mammal Center.
It would be communicating all of the sightings out to mariners on the water.
She says a program like this could work in other areas too.
This is definitely something that could be scaled and expanded to other parts of the state. I think it could be scaled nationally and internationally as well.
The Trump administration has been dismantling these types of long-term monitoring programs, but George and Duncan say they're crucial for conserving whales and entire food webs that marine mammals and humans depend on.
In political news, California Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas has endorsed a candidate for governor. KAZU's Ngozi Cole has that update.
On Tuesday morning, Rivas, whose district includes parts of Monterey, Santa Cruz, and San Benito counties, announced his support for Javier Becerra. 14 other members of the Democratic Caucus also endorsed Becerra's campaign. Becerra is a former California Attorney General and also served as U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary in the Biden administration.
And zooming into Monterey County, supervisors moved forward with an RV ban along two streets in Pajaro this week. Elena Neal Sachs reports.
Should the residents of 10 RVs and trailers parked along two streets in Pajaro be forced to leave even if there's nowhere for them to go? Monterey County supervisors disagreed on the answer during their meeting Tuesday. Supervisor Glenn Church, whose district includes Pajaro, initially proposed the RV ban in November after his constituents expressed concerns.
It's just become a conglomeration of trash dumping, illegal business operations.
County staff have been trying to find a different location nearby to serve as a safe parking program for the occupants, several of whom are farm workers whose kids attend school in Santa Cruz County. But a location hasn't yet been found.
We have to identify a location for people to be if we're going to tell them you can't be here.
That's Supervisor Wendy Root Askew. She joined Supervisor Kate Daniels in refusing to support any enforcement of an RV ban until the county finds alternative places for the families to go.
I don't feel comfortable with displacing children and working families.
Ultimately, the supervisors agreed to move forward with a tepid compromise. The county will put up signs banning oversized vehicles on Railroad Avenue and Allison Road, but will wait to enforce the ban until county staff identify other places for the occupants to go.
That was Elena Neal Sachs. Also in Monterey County, the district attorney's office, along with 10 other counties, has sued the brand Ecos over false advertising. KAZU's Aaron Malsbury has more.
The company falsely marketed certain laundry and dishwashing products as plastic-free and will now pay $176,000 to the statewide greenwashing task force. Monterey's chief deputy district attorney, Emily Hickok, says most counties have a consumer protection division.
If consumers see these issues out in the marketplace, they could report those to their local district attorney's office consumers protection unit.
She adds that cases like this are not uncommon. Aaron Malsbury, KAZU News.
And this week, Aaron also spoke with environmental activist Julia Butterfly Hill. She's speaking at an event in Santa Cruz tomorrow. It's called Save the Bay and comes in response to the Trump administration's plans to expand offshore drilling in California. Here's that conversation.
Just before Earth Day this week, I spoke with a longtime environmental activist. She became famous in the 90s for living in an old-growth redwood tree for over 2 years to protect it from logging. I began by asking her whether the current moment feels different in terms of environmental threats.
We are living in a time that I feel is unprecedented with the threats not only to the planet, but to all the life that we share this planet with. It's very, very challenging times to be alive, and certainly much different than what I'm most known for, which was living in an ancient redwood tree to protect it. Technology has changed so much, but also our current administration and the direction our government has gone in to allow this kind of behavior to happen is daunting. But I always tell people, and that's the perfect time to call us all into being our best selves.
Have activism strategies changed over time as technologies changed? How have people had to adapt?
Some strategies have changed. Some have stayed the same. I always remind people, though, that the greatest changes, they've always happened when people have been willing to put their bodies where their beliefs are. And we're even seeing that with the kind of mobilizing that's happening around ICE. Folks on the ground are using technology to mobilize each other so they can get to each other quickly, but then they're putting their actual bodies in between ICE and our human family that ICE is trying to wipe out. So there is kind of an evolution happening for sure. I do believe that the biggest changes also happen when people are really willing to take risks. A lot of people want to show up for a protest for a day, and that's important. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to take away from that. But that's not what's going to change this tide. It takes us being willing to really take a stand. And people, they'll think of my action as one action. And I'm like, yes, but it was 738 days without one single break. I never touched the ground. I never went out to eat. I never went to the movies. And I'm not saying people shouldn't have fun with life, but I'm just reminding people that great change does involve people willing to make sacrifices. And for those who aren't able to make sacrifices to be solid parts of the support team, we need that now more than ever.
You're speaking at an event in Santa Cruz called Save the Bay, which is a response to the Trump administration's push to open offshore drilling in California. What made you want to get involved?
I've witnessed now time and time again, people from all different walks of life being out there in the bay and having something in them shift. We also have seen over and over and over again what happened in the Gulf of Mexico, what happened in Santa Barbara, what happened on Coos Bay. The list goes on and on and on of the devastation caused by oil drilling in our waters. And it's, I feel like we live in a culture of collective amnesia and ADD, because people are just like, oh no, they told us it'll be fine now. It'll totally be fine. We have seen over and over again, not only the horrific damage to our ecosystems and our wildlife, but we've also seen that same damage also affects livelihoods, affects heritage, affects people's culture, and also the ecosystems of life that we depend on. I always remind people that the health of the oceans are directly linked to the health of our climate, just like the health of our forests are directly linked to the health of our climate. And I remind people, if you like to drink clean water and breathe clean air, you're an environmentalist, whether you think you're one or not.
That's Julia Butterfly Hill. The Save the Bay event is Sunday at the Vets Hall in downtown Santa Cruz.
That was Erin Malsbury, and that's it for Monterey Bay this week. Thanks for tuning in to this week's News Roundup. This episode was produced by me, Katie Brown. It included reporting from Ngozi Cole, Erin Malsbury, Elena Neal Sachs, and me. Our editor and news director is Amy Mayer. We'll be back with more local news next week.